Let's talk about treatment of HCC, particularly from a medical oncologist perspective, starting out with a patient who's not a candidate for cure, but the disease is confined to the liver, and what the options are in terms of local treatments.
So this is a very complex question. That's why, you know, taking care of this population truly requires a very good multidisciplinary team approach. You really need to exploit the expertise from the interventional radiology, radiation oncologists, medical oncologists, hepatologists. Because what you really need to define is really the number, the size, the location, the proximity to the vasculature, and also whether the tumor has invaded into the tumor itself or not, whether you have extrahepatic disease. So I think, you know, with all these variables in mind, the simple algorithm that you can actually perhaps think is that for ablation, usually that works very well for tumor of smaller size. Usually we think the data is more robust with the tumor size less than 3 centimeters in diameter. Having said that, you know, there are some recent advancement in the ablation technique, particularly with the so-called microwave ablation, that we're starting to actually overstretch the size criteria. You know, my colleagues right now are starting to feel very comfortable ablating tumor, you know, between 3 centimeters to 5 centimeters in size if they're in a favorable location. But I think the long-term local control data is still emerging. You know, we don't have as much good data as for tumor that's actually under 3 centimeters.
What kinds of tolerability toxicity issues do you run into?
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, I see these patients together with my colleagues from IR, and these patients are actually tolerating these procedures very well. These are the so-called imaging-guided precision ablation. So usually the procedure is performed under CT guidance. Most of the centers in the States actually use this procedure as outpatient. Usually patients show up in the morning. You know, we'll actually bring the patient to the procedure suite. These patients were actually undergoing the CT-guided ablation. It takes a few hours to finish the procedure. And after that, you know, usually these patients should be observed for a few hours. And then in late afternoon, they can be actually discharged directly from the clinic. You have the typical expected tolerability issue, side effects. For example, it is very natural for the patient to develop low-grade fever, some degree of procedure-related pain. Usually that can be easily taken care of by some pain medication. Usually the risk for bleeding, infection should be discussed with the patient, but that should be actually considered as rare if it's done very well. So overall, I would say this patient tolerate the procedure very well, perhaps with some transient discomfort lasting maybe a day or up to a week. And by week one, I think they should be actually returned to the baseline condition.
And is there a total sort of volume of tumor that, you know, you can't exceed?
So that's why, you know, I think the size is still perhaps the most direct surrogate that we use. So usually we use 3 centimeters as a rough ballpark.
But I mean, if there are multiple tumors, is there a limit to the total amount of tumor you can ablate?
Great question. So ablation is not limited to solitary tumor. We can actually ablate several. I think it's almost arbitrary whether you use 3, 4 as a cutoff. But, you know, we have to think about the disease more carefully. If you truly have more than 4 lesions, I would not think that using this approach for cherry-picking all the lesions you can see is a rational approach, because there are got to be some lesions that you don't see. And also, even you ablate these visible lesions, I think the patient is likely to proceed to the next stage, i.e. they may have multiple lesions with time. So I think, you know, 3 or 4 in general is pretty much what we actually use as a cutoff.